AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A North Carolina man who claimed to have had a bomb in his pickup parked on the sidewalk outside the Library of Congress had a conversation with Kelsey Campbell, a University of Wisconsin-Madison student, and her classmate who were visiting Washington.
He said, "Hey, call the police and tell them to evacuate the street, and I'll give you all of this money." I looked at Kelly, I said no, and then he threw the money at us, and we started running.
49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry live-streamed the standoff on Facebook, during which he made bomb threats to officers and reeled off a litany of anti-government grievances. He surrendered early in the afternoon. Thousands of people are making it to the Kabul airport and on to flights away from Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
6,000 people are now at the airport. 6,000 people have been able to make it, have made it through the processing. And as of a couple hours ago, we had received only a small handful of reports otherwise from American citizens.
There are reports of Afghans who, with permits to leave, have been blocked by the Taliban. Hospitals along I-10 along the Gulf Coast filling up with COVID-19 patients as people crowd the beaches on Alabama's Redneck Riviera.
Rhonda Lambert in Mobile doesn't like the trend that's being set by visitors.
They walk in, walk around, walk everywhere with no mask on.
One of those visitors is Lisa Hastings.
Just shopping, a lot of shopping. Kind of hanging out and enjoying SisterCon together.
Hastings is a nurse. Why aren't more people masking and social distancing?
People are kind of over being afraid and feel like they got to live their lives. So a lot of people is being vaccinated, which I think is a good thing.
Virus rates are high along the Alabama coast, but beaches, bars, and stores are still packed. Natalie Fox is with USA Health in Mobile.
One person can infect a whole lot more people when you put a lot more people together.
Fox says hospital beds in Alabama are hard to come by. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis refuses to agree to mask mandates despite five school systems ordering students and staffers to mask up as COVID-19 cases skyrocket in the state.
I'm offended that the federal government thinks that they know better than we do as parents. And in Florida, you know, we want to make sure that we're standing by our parents.
A Leon County judge in Tallahassee has refused to dismiss a lawsuit filed by parents challenging DeSantis' order banning schools from imposing mask mandates. A bankruptcy judge approves a proposal by the Boy Scouts of America to enter into an agreement that includes an $850 million fund to compensate tens of thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as youngsters by scout leaders. The judge denied two key provisions, a request that the scouts pay millions of dollars in legal fees. The judge also rejected the scouts' request to withdraw from an April agreement in which the Hartford Insurance would pay $650 million into the fund. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.